It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Say, I know we don't need to have it read until the book club meeting tonight, but I really enjoyed It's the Stars Fall.
I loved it. I just can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, me as well.
When did you guys find time to read it? I just got started.
I couldn't put it down. I read it all in one go.
I did as well, but reading is a little different for droids.
Oh, I guess that's true.
I got an audiobook. Where I was the narrator for it.
You read it to yourself?
Yeah, I was the audiobook voice.
Oh.
A couple years back for some crew.
Yeah, cool.
Plek, if you haven't read the book, how do you plan to read it by tonight?
I just figure, you know, like...
Are you thinking just because it's a YA novel, you'll be able to read it quickly?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Excuse me, a YA book instructs... AIs, how to show and feel compassion.
Uh-huh. Okay, I just don't have a lot of time these days. If you must know, I have been meditating on my place in the space.
And we have a clip of how that sounds. Yep, that was it.
That's not always the sound
how
it makes.
How long do you do that a night?
You could have been much further into this book if you had not wasted your time meditating on the space.
Listen, guys, I kind of feel like I'm starting to, like, feel something. Ow! Why, you just poked me right in the eye.
Did you see that coming at all?
I would have if I had been focusing.
I don't know if I buy that.
All right. Well, anyway, I haven't read the book.
You really must. It's exceptional.
It's a must read.
All right, all right. I'll read it on the way to our next mission.
Emissary Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bunkalore.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nermit, what's up, man?
You know.
Did you read the book?
What?
Did you read the book?
What?
The book club book.
What do you mean?
Oh, boy. Oh, man, we really...
This is supposed to be a book club for only people who are on the Bargerian Jade.
Yeah, it's sort of a BJ book club.
I mean, I'd like to petition to join the BJBC.
Well, then we'd have to change the name.
And also,
like I'm a
we'd
honorary...
have to wait for you to read the book.
Nermit.
Yeah.
What? Do we have a mission?
Yes, we have a mission. So, this is cool. We are going into a, I guess, open arms type situation. You know, we're going to a place where the... What?
Yeah, no, that's good. What does that mean?
Well, it just means that, you know, when there's a planet that is so against the Federated Alliance,
sure.
You can know that they're just going to have basically the Rebellion flag already flying when you land. So it's going to be cool. It's called a Flirp.
Flirp?
Oh. Flirp?
Oh, no.
Wait, that?
No, we can't go back there.
Yeah, no, I don't think...
I thought that sounded familiar when I actually...
No, I think we've actually been there. That place...
Oh.
That place hates us.
Yeah, that...
Oh, no, but they hated the Alliance. That was when you... That's back when you were using cue cards.
Oh,
that's true.
We're responsible for them hating the Alliance, though.
Yeah, they may also hate us personally.
I can't imagine. I mean,
I can imagine.
Okay, listen, Nermit, what's the plan exactly? Like,
so you're just going to go in and you're going to establish relations on behalf of the Rebellion as an emissary.
No, I know that part.
AKA literally the job description.
Sure.
So yeah, I think that this is
we
just...
sort of murdered the leader's daughter, if you remember correctly.
Is no one angry about that?
I mean, I think as far as they know, like, the Grand Coolest daughter got to meet Bargee, her hero.
Yeah, I have only good memories about that meeting.
Sure.
Sure.
No, she also was released into the vacuum of space.
You know, that's your own decision. Everyone makes their own decisions in life. What am I going to do? Stop them? Come on, we're free. We're free.
Nermit, just to clarify,
sure.
Do they know that we're coming? Like, I don't want to surprise these guys. They're sort of this, I would say, like a maybe a warlike culture.
I don't think you need the word like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sir. A war culture.
A war culture. Yeah. No, they know that there's a scheduled meeting with representatives of the rebellion.
But okay. They don't know which representatives.
They thought it was best to just have it be kind of general. In terms of all the other emissaries were scheduled up, and so.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
Seems like a good idea, but.
Well, you know, I think it's worth mentioning. I think the space is going to look out for us on this one. Right?
Well, if you want your little wooden toy, you're going to have to ask Beano for it back.
Why does Beano have my wood saber?
We gave it to him.
Beano?
Beano loves wood saber.
What? Is it in his mouth?
Stop.
He's
Beano.
He's teething.
Beano.
What else were we supposed to give him?
Beano.
He's teething.
That's an elegant weapon, Beano. Drop it.
Well, that's an overstatement, but still.
Beano loves elegance. Beano loves luxury. Beano loves elegance.
Beano, just give. All right. All right, Nermit.
Yeah.
I got my wood saber. Let's go.
Great. Good luck, everybody.
Rebel emissaries. Plek Deck Setter.
Oh, hey, I was sort of hoping
we meet again.
Yep, hey.
Emissary Deck Setter, remember, challenge him to one-on-one physical combat.
Right, yes.
You will immediately earn his respect.
Listen.
As you know, I am the Kula of this planet.
Yeah, that's a war chieftain.
That's right.
Hey. So, I just wanted to let you know, listen, we all feel pretty bad, and I just wanted you to know that
guards!
No, hold on, wait, hold
seize
on.
Seize them!
No. Oh.
Yes.
Listen,
I have a special, alright.
Okay,
I think we've grunted enough. Everyone get their grunts in that time? Alright. I have a special punishment for you, Dexeta, and your crew.
Okay.
I will throw you.
I really think this is a punishment you should reserve just for
all of you.
Okay.
Have crossed the cooler.
But, you know, he shot me the last time we were on this planet, so I feel like I've been punished enough.
That's true.
I will feed you to a beast infamous on Flirt.
Okay.
The Zelda.
I'm sorry, wait, hold on. I'm sorry, hold on. What was it called?
The Zelda.
So, sorry. No, every time you say the name and then the growling starts, can you just say what the name of it is again?
The Zelda.
I can't. Okay.
Yeah, he's right on this one, guys. I need you to dial it down. Just like two ticks. Okay. I need to get the name out. I'll throw you to the dreaded Zelnaz.
It's a Zelnaz.
Zelnaz? Okay, just making sure.
A beast. No, guys?
Sorry, it's my first
name. I know. Whose ferocity is beyond measure.
Okay, yeah, sure. What if I challenge you to one-on-one combat, though? Would that be...
Nope. That time has passed. Too late. Throw them to the Zelda!
What was that? C-53, what do you know about fighting these guys?
It's a bad idea.
Okay, yep, sure.
Be careful.
What?
Be careful.
Absolutely. I was
hungry. Okay.
Wait.
Hey, Joel.
Hello.
Oh,
wait.
Are you the Zelnaz? Because I could easily take you in a fight.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look at you.
That's very aggressive. I could stick my piece on you immediately.
Oh, so you're sort of a Zelnaz keeper.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's very clear. I think there's a giant sign.
Oh,
Oh, I see.
Zelnauskeeper.
Oh, it's kind of like a little degree.
Yeah, I have a degree in Zelnauskeeping, yes.
How many years of school is that?
15.
Wow.
Wow, that is a long...
Well, it's a big beast.
450,000 kroons.
Wow.
Okay, well, that's not...
Oh, it's one of those.
Have to make it about that.
It is about that. I paid a great deal of money for it.
Oh, that's how much you paid? I thought that's how
I
much
paid.
You got
yeah,
paid
I went
in
to
your.
School.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's how much you got paid to be a Zelnauskeeper keeper.
I wish I'd be out of debt, but no.
Oh no! So wait, you spent 15 years and spent 400. I'm sorry. I digress. That seems.
I know there's a lot of backstory. I apologize, but just be careful of my beast because he will eat you. And if you make fun of me or get in my way, I will stick my beast on you.
Oh,
and you'll die.
Really?
So is there an option where we just leave peacefully and do not interact with the Zelnauts?
I don't think so. I wish, but there never has been. This may be the time, but I doubt it, because already I feel like it's not going great.
Yeah, so
it's up to you.
It's not up to me. It's up to the beast. Nothing's up to me. The only thing I do is give him food, shelter, love.
Huh.
I sing.
You?
I do think.
And you went to 15 years of school for that?
Yeah. Does that sound so crazy? Do you know how long it takes to perfect singing?
Actually, no.
Yeah, I'm...
15 years.
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
It's a very hard job. What do you do for a living?
We're emissaries.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, so you get it.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, doing things are hard, especially this.
Sure. Could you give us a little sample of the song to the beast?
It goes like this. The beast is my boy. The beast is my little boy.
Oh.
The beast will feast on your spine.
Oh, Dar, wake up.
15 years.
I'm sorry.
15 years.
I'm sorry. That was...
That was very soothing. Dar fell asleep.
Ooh, and that was deep. I was in a deep REM cycle.
Good morning. I hope you slept well, because that was 15 years worth. Now do you feel a little silly?
I get it.
I mean, I got a level with you. Sorry, what is your name, sir?
My name?
Yeah.
No one's ever asked me that before. I am just the Zelnauskeeper, keeper, but my true name? Shmorby.
Shorty?
No, Shmorby.
Oh, sorry. Shmorby. Shmorby. Now, what's your relationship to the monster? Like, are you guys friends?
Are you asking? Get to what you're saying. Get to what you really want to say.
No.
Everyone, it's the first question everyone asks.
No, I don't think that's... No.
You, emissary,
no, do you think... What do you think I'm thinking of?
No, I don't want to ask. I don't want to ask what you think I'm going to ask.
Fleck, ask him.
Just do it.
No.
Because it's wasting time at this point.
I really wanted to know, like, is the Zelnauz like your friend or is it like your pet?
That's really the first inquiry. I think you wanted to know if I have...
If you object it?
Pardon me?
Is that what you... Now I feel weird for asking that because you're making me feel like that's not what you wanted me to ask you.
I didn't want you to ask me anything. I just wanted to make sure that my beast is well kept and alive. I think the problem here is you were sent down here to die by the hands of the beast that I take care of. So it's always awkward for me because, like, you seem like nice people. We're having a conversation. I've never told anybody my real name was Shmorby before.
Sure, yeah.
I've never told anybody that was my name, ever. So you guys seem great, but now I have to feed you to this beast.
Yeah. Is that a contract situation? Like, what's your obligation to feed us to the beast?
My obligation? It's my job. It's what I give a paycheck
right.
for. I
and
keep this beast.
He's trying to pay off student loans right now.
Yeah,
I'm not killing you. The beast is. I'm just making sure the beast is a well-oiled machine of death.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess so.
It sucks. I don't want to do this.
Are we holding up your day? Should we die? Would that be easier?
C-53, come on, C-53.
I'm just trying to, you know, I feel a little bad for Shmorby.
No, you're not holding up my day at all. I mean, like, every day is the same for me, but I'm just trying to explain my feelings.
Thank you, Shmorby. I appreciate that.
If you have other feelings you want to talk about with us, we can really dive deep.
I feel like my feet are gigantic, and I hate it.
Oh, no. I actually would never have...
They're big feet. When you guys came in the room, the first thing you did was look at my feet. I could see it. I don't like that. I don't like having big feet.
Listen, I mean...
That's not... I can't change it.
I just don't even know what your species is, so, like, that might not be... It might be totally normal.
Look at these things. Just look at them, because they're terrible.
Those are big.
That's why they keep me down here, in a way, I think.
Oh, you think that's why you're down here?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a pretty boy up there, tripping the night fantastic in my spaceship. I'm down here, the keeper of the beast.
Oh, boy. Wow.
What sort of people normally are down here in the pit about to die?
Thieves, criminals.
Sure.
Just general deadbeats.
Sure.
One time, there was a baker.
Sure.
Sure.
Wow.
I know, honey. I know.
So is...
It's starving.
The beast is obviously attached to this very long leash, and it's...
Yes.
...back there in that cave out of sight. When does it come...
It likes to stay in the dark. It's kind of like... We like to keep it in suspense so you don't see what's going to happen, because if you saw what it looked like right now, if you could actually physically see the beast's features, you might die just from seeing it. I've seen it happen.
Really?
Really? You saw someone die just by looking at it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. A straight system overload.
Yeah.
And that's the only exit out of this pit, I'm going to hazard a guess.
Well, that and the secret back door that I have. But, I mean, other than that, no, yeah, it just would be death through the anus of the beast.
Specifically through the anus.
Yes.
Anus first, rough.
And then we will come out the mouth hole many days later. Butthole. Also whole, not butt.
Right.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's a lot of cleanup.
Yeah. I mean, knowing that information, it makes it even scarier. Because, you know, if you have to pass through the, you know, sort of the butthole on your way in. Okay. Yep.
I was so in here. I'm a criminal, and I hate everybody in here, and I want everyone to die.
Nice.
Okay, that seems extreme.
They said something's gonna eat me.
Yeah, that definitely seems to be on the agenda.
I'm gonna fight it.
No,
I'm a criminal.
No, see, you shouldn't.
That would not be a good idea. You will die.
Where is it? I'm gonna kill it.
It's adorable. It's so smart. I went and just squeezed it.
I got a little knife.
Oh, look at it.
Get the big monster.
Look at it stab you with its tiny little knife.
Oh, are you okay, Dar?
No, this is such a cute one.
Anus first.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Get you every time.
Did you see the way that its anus puckered and just sucked that little criminal right up?
Oh, boy. Wow, that was very quick. Is it normally that fast?
Yes. Especially when he's hungry.
Yeah, I guess so.
I've never seen him last this long.
Wow.
Without eating a creature or a droid or anything.
Well, you know, Shmorby, I gotta say thank you for keeping the beast at bay, I guess you could say.
Yeah. You're here to collect a paycheck. We get it.
I get it. We're just all just doing our jobs, you know?
That's it, man. Just working for the weekend, bro.
Yeah.
What do you do on the weekends?
A lot of reading. Curl up with a good book.
Really?
Have you read It's the Star's Fault? We're all reading it right now as a book club.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
I can't. I just started.
Oh,
this past weekend.
No spoilers.
We just started it. Yeah.
I would never. No. Oh, it's such a treat. I can't wait to talk about it if you'll have me.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, you should join our book club.
Fantastic. I'm in.
You know, Shmorby, I gotta say, you seem like a pretty cool guy. Like,
I'm not so bad.
Have you ever thought about like a career change? You could come with us, like, you know, maybe become a rebel emissary, travel the galaxy.
Gosh, I don't even know what to say about that. I've spent so much time down here, and once again, I spent 15 years. On a prestigious, hard to get position.
You sort of feel locked into this career.
Well, I'm also ugly and have giant feet, and if I go into the sun, I'll probably die. I've been down here for so long just with this beast. I smell terrible.
No, but that leather vest is so cool, though. I like
it. Thank you. But, I mean, would you still think it was cool if I told you I took this off a dead man but 3 years ago?
Honestly?
Cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah. That gives you some cred, you know?
I did not kill him. I found him, and but I just took his coat, and also I had to sew part of his pants to the coat so it would fit.
Love it. You didn't have to.
So this is really coat pants.
Yeah, you didn't have to tell us that.
This is really a leather vest, but the back is
your secret is safe with us, Shmorby.
When you turn around, you can clearly see the pants.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of pockets on the back of a
vest. But that's resourceful. You have a skill.
I know. Why I'm trying to convince you about how terrible I am. It's just so, it's so terrible. I can't believe that I've been accepted by others. It's shocking, to be honest.
I mean, well, hey, you know, listen, we're here. We're just a few emissaries in a dark pit about to get eaten by a monster saying, you know, you're okay with us.
That should be lyrics to a song, Bruntman. I'm telling you, that was beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, well.
Could you use it in one of your songs that you sing to the beast?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, what is he doing now?
Right now, he's actually doing the dance of acceptance. He has taken you in, so he's at his most vulnerable. I've only seen this once before.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
This is unprecedented. He's only done this with me a handful of times.
Oh, is that part of the dance?
No, that...
Mighty Zelnaz.
Okay, no, see, don't do
not
that.
Afraid.
No.
I am Azima.
No, you.
Plectexeter.
You have to stop doing that.
This wood saber. An instrument of war.
Please.
Take
no,
it.
No, you can't do that because you're
not. It's an offering to you.
Zach, what did you do to that beast with your wood saber?
I was trying to.
Why would you do that?
I was trying to sort of like.
Oh, that tiny criminal.
Did you see how he crawled right out of his anus?
Wow, that was fast.
What have you done?
Oh, no. Oh, Shmorby, listen.
So
don't fucking call me Shmorby.
But that's your...
What have you done to my beast?
Listen, I apologize.
No, I won't listen.
Okay.
I won't listen.
Okay.
Shmorby, we feel extremely...
Yeah,
don't,
listen, that's
I
not what
said,
I...
just don't call me Shmorby, and then you called me Shmorby right after.
Okay.
It's so rude.
You're right.
You killed my best friend, and then you said something that I specifically asked
okay,
you
right,
to.
Okay, all right, sure. What should we call... Like, what? Beastmaster?
Beastmaster? No, I never would ask such a thing.
Listen.
I just want to be called the keeper of the Zelzar.
Yeah, sure.
But I can't do that anymore because he exists no more.
Oh, boy.
You've taken everything. You've erased 15 years. And 450,000 croons.
That is a lot of croon, yeah.
Who's going to pay that back now? Why? All for nothing because you came.
Listen.
The people who decided to be friends then kill my friend.
Shmorby,
you're tricksters.
Get another Zelnaz for you.
Oh, why don't we just get another one? Why don't you get another life?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Well, technically, C is a droid, so he's had
several.
Many.
I don't know if this is the time for a semantic.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Listen, what can we do? You know, the offer still stands. You can come with us. Maybe this is a good chance for you to kind of change gears.
Oh, why? Because I have nothing? Because you took it all from me, so now I should come with you?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, you live in this pit.
Yeah, no, that when I said it, it sounded more right than it should have.
Maybe it's time.
Maybe it is time. Who knows, even?
Oh, boy. Wow. Listen, I really... Oh, boy.
That's...
Listen, Shmorby, I get what it's like to lose someone you care about.
You do?
Because one time...
You're making this up. It's so clear you're making this up already to make
no,
me feel
no, I wouldn't do that. I just...
You stalled for like 3 seconds. You would remember.
I mean, no, it's just there's so many things that I could... Choose from of the...
Choose one now.
Okay. There's this... I'm sorry. You know what? I should actually...
I'm terrible.
Or in the Star's Fault.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Good.
Hansel thinks he's lost Gretel.
The best part.
Forever. But then he travels to the most distant star and finds a mirror of her. It's like this. You're Hansel. You just need to travel and find your next best Gretel.
You mean it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, yep.
They won't make fun of my feet?
No. Listen, Shmorby, you know how to sew. You've got an expensive degree.
You're a reader.
Yes.
Correct.
Stable. You've got low center of gravity with those feet. Boy, let's see.
I know a lot about typewriters.
What?
Typewriters?
Typewriters, yes.
Oh, sure.
The ships.
Yeah. Are you familiar with a typewriter?
No.
They're very small ships.
Very, very small.
Yeah.
I know how to build them.
Okay.
Paper thin.
Really? Huh. What function does a typewriter serve?
It's a small ship that carries letters to people from different galaxies in a quick fashion.
Okay, sure.
Mail service.
Yeah, gotcha, 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 gotcha.
He's got
no, Shmorby.
I just remembered them for a second when I saw the bodies go for him.
Oh, yeah, it's much difficult to ignore. It's okay. Sort of taking up half the cavern in here.
Yeah.
I must take it with me.
Shmorby,
yeah,
know.
It doesn't seem...
I have to. I can't leave him behind. What kind of keeper would I be if I left it? So, yes, I will come with you. I will make the leap. I will find a new life. But I also have to bring the dead body of the species.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think we can...
No. It's got to be done. I have to...
Yeah. Oh, no, come on.
Just give me a hand,
Shmorby,
please.
Stop. That's too...
Just, all you have to do is just...
No, oh...
Could you get right there? Yeah, you're just going to want to nuzzle up right in that tiny anus.
Okay, it's not.
And just give it a big old push, just like you mean it.
Okay.
Please just get him up on,
yeah, sure.
On the count of floorbs.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Floorbs.
Yeah. No. All right. Yeah, go.
And go. Thank you.
Listen, Shmorby, what are we going to do with a Zelnaz corpse?
Yeah, we're probably going to have to lose some of your stuff in order to fit.
No, I don't think that's... You want us to push it through this secret back door?
If you can, that would be great. Yes, just try and...
How did the Zelnaz get in here, though, inside this cave?
Why, it was built around it.
Oh.
That's smart.
I built this cave around it myself.
So, Shmorby, you also know construction...
Correct. I do. I'm a jack of all trades, as they say.
You could work anywhere, Shmorby.
Well, I mean, not anywhere. I mean, sure, I'm a pilot. I'm a cook. I'm a politician. I'm a senator.
A singer.
I was a mathematician for 16 years. When I was a child, I used to be a scientist. I used to do surgeries on people. I've rebuilt buildings, droids. I created the money system for the Goltars. I've done it all. But what I'm best at is being a keeper.
Yeah, I mean, but Shmorby, listen, you it sounds like you've got a long...
Galaxy is your oyster.
Shmorby, if you could be anything right this second, including out of debt, what would you want to be, Shmorby?
The best friend to a live beast.
Okay, yeah, no, that's... You kind of walked into that one, Dar. That's not...
Yeah,
besides that, take the Zelnaz out of the equation.
Besides that, probably... It's stupid. It's an impossible decision.
No, come on.
A shoe model.
That's not so crazy.
It's not, yeah.
Shmorby, look at me. I want you to get away from here. I want you to go get in that typewriter that I know you have.
Yes.
In the back of this cave.
Yeah, mail yourself somewhere.
And just head out. Strike out for the nearest shoe store. And just start modeling them shoes.
You mean like, Dar, you mean like freelance? I don't know. What? But how would
I
that
don't
work?
Know how
would that
listen,
work?
If I understood how the industry worked, I would be a lot further in my
from
own
what I understand.
Sure, fair enough.
From what I understand, you go to a shoe store, you put on the shoes, you walk out, and you show people, and hopefully it happens for you.
And yeah, Shmorby, I mean, that is what you have to do. You've stayed in this pit too long.
It never seemed like a viable option, but now...
But now you have years ahead of you.
Yeah.
Why not spend them happy, modeling shoes?
Yeah. Why not spend them with happy feet?
Never really thought of it that way. Thank you.
Oh, I was just thrown in here. I'm a criminal and I hate everybody.
It's a lot like the last criminal related in here.
I'm a tiny knife and I'm going to stab, stab, stab.
Okay, all right. Let's just...
Hanging off my exterior.
Instead of stabbing, why don't you take a look at these shoes.
Okay. Huh. You know what? Crime is bad.
Oh, snap.
Emissary Dexeter, I must say I am impressed. No one has defeated the dreaded Xel'Naz in combat.
Yeah, listen, I am sorry about that. We really...
I bow.
What?
In respect to you. You have proven yourselves in combat.
Yeah, well, you know, just...
No one has figured out its allergy to wood.
Okay, I see what happened here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I am impressed. Yeah. Even though my peacekeeper is now a shoe model.
Yeah, we did not mean to kind of mess up your whole thing.
Emissary Dexeter.
Yes, yes.
The Flurp is at the service of the Rebellion.
Wow, really?
And we shall also die for the Rebellion. Long live the Rebellion.
Wow. Yeah, sure, yeah, long live the Rebellion.
As
cool.
A token of my appreciation.
Uh-huh.
I give you this Federated Alliance koozie, given to me by a weakling of the Federated Alliance.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I must say, in recent months I have been heartbroken because my daughter has gone missing.
Oh boy. Wow, really? You're.
But I feel that the Rebellion has given me new purpose.
Oh.
And yep. Seeing a mighty warrior like you defeat the Xel'Naz gives me hope that one day I might find my beloved Kulata. And one day we might topple the sinister Federated Alliance.
And finally, Bargeri and Jade again. Hello, yes, hi.
Hey, Bargeri.
Everyone, calm down. It's me, I know.
My daughter loved you.
I know. Here's the thing. So I came because I all of a sudden feel guilty.
Bargeri.
Maybe
yeah.
I was.
He doesn't know.
I guess she may be alive. I do not know.
Bargeri, this may not be a great time for this.
Actually, at first I was like okay with it because I was like, you know, she's a fan and fans can do whatever they want.
Okay. You know what, Bargeri? Let's just open the hatch. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
You all along.
Let's go. Let's go.
Seize them.
Bargeri, now they're shooting at us.
Honestly, less grunts. You make us all look bad. No, you make us all look bad when you do it.
One new message, likely annoying.
Your Excellency, it is Bordoff with troubling news. Using an advanced technology known as a search engine, I have deduced that the Rebellion has its very own website, therebellion.space, and I fear that it is incredibly well made and was clearly easy to do so using the designer templates and award-winning customer support of Squarespace. And it is my duty to report that on this site they have posted encrypted messages that their pathetic codebreakers cannot crack. Messages intercepted from the Federated Alliance, and also from me. But they will never crack them, Your Highness. There's also other critical intel on the Rebellion.space, such as a detailed guide to neutralizing Clints, and an advice column from Hark Tardagast, their square-jawed pilot who is thankfully lost in a hyperdrive netherworld. Now, I figured it must have cost the Rebellion critical croon to build a site of this quality, but it turns out that anyone can get a free Squarespace trial by visiting squarespace.com/zix and then get a special discount on their first order of a site or domain. And the sites include free and secure hosting. After your ascent, we shall squash amazing deals like this. I just make people too happy. But until then, this deal is sadly available to all at squarespace.com/Zix. And the deal is also conveniently linked to on the Rebellion's shamelessly elegant website, therebellion.space. May my next news be happier.
Sender removed from favorites.
Hey, Dar, I think I might actually do this. I think I might be able to finish in time.
See, I told you, once
you started
reading.
It's very good. I got a couple chapters in. It just hooked me right in.
Wait, how far have you gotten?
I'm...
We don't want to spoil you, where are you?
Okay. Because the ending is...
Okay, don't talk to me.
I never want to spoil this for you.
Okay, wait, are we starting book club? Because I mean...
No. I just... Oh, guys, we got to call Nermit and let him know how the mission went.
Oh,
I'll call Nermit and let him know everything went great.
Sounds good.
Why are you calling me, crew of the Barjarian Jade?
Commander Tittle.
Rolfus, hey, sorry, I thought we were trying to call Nermit. Is everything okay?
Yeah, he's on personal leave. He's taken a couple of days out of
what?
Office.
Oh, he's
taken
forwarding
a few days
all of his calls to you.
What did you want to talk to me about?
Oh,
the mission on Flirp was a resounding success.
Yep.
Was it? Fantastic.
Well... Technically, it was a success to a point.
Oh, right, I forgot.
I mean, when we were leaving, it felt like we may have overshared.
Yeah,
but, you
sure,
know,
a little bit.
Nothing we can't bounce
really?
Back
you
from.
Guys? You guys overshared?
I messed up. I kind of pretty much told the guy.
Oh, really? The ship talking was a bad thing? Huh.
Commander Tittle, the tone of your voice indicates you are perhaps perturbed with our behavior.
Listen,
is there something we could improve upon?
No, I appreciate you retrieving me from the dump.
Hey, Rolfus, I mean, sorry, Commander Tittle, how are you holding up? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you really? Because you can talk to us. You can...
Why?
Do you want to join our book club?
Yeah, we're reading It's the Star's Fault.
Goodbye.
Where do you think Nermit went?
I wish he would answer. I wonder where he is.
He's here.
What?
Yeah, there's a typewriter that just arrived in my back, and I can sense that it's Nermit
Bundalo?
Joshua.
It's getting further on.
Is it Gorch?
Norman. Anyway, that thing is here.
I'm not sure this package is big enough.
Oh, hey! Nermit!
Nermit, what are you doing
here?
Hey,
guys!
The stars always, and then Greta says, you know who's not alive.
Nermit!
Sorry, I was behind, so I've been listening to Barjarian Jade's audiobook version of The Star's Fault.
Wait, Nermit, why are you here?
Oh, yeah, right, sorry. I got ahead of myself. Yeah, well, I remember you said that the book club is only for, you know, crew members who are on the Barjarian Jade, and I realized that I had personal days available.
You came here for a book club?
Well, and to see you guys, but yeah, I mean, it's...
That is irresponsible and adorable, Nermit.
Oh, well, I take that personally, and thank you.
You really hate being left out that much?
Well... At this point, we have no qualms for allowing Nermit to join the BJBC.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome, Nermit.
Did you finish the book?
No, I'm not done yet, but I'm really close.
Okay,
so.
I'm not done yet either, so
you're
let's
not done
just...
Yet?
Yeah, okay, you guys open a bottle of Flakarian brandy, and we will finish it up.
Yeah.
Five, ten minutes?
Yep. I'm going to put these earbuds back in.
All right, great.
And we're going to finish it up.
Bino read the book.
What?
Bino, no spoilers.
Bino, no.
Don't, Pino, come
Some
on.
Some people haven't finished the book.
Stop shrugging your skinny little shoulders
Pino
like that.
They both die.
Bino!
Bino! Bino!
Yep.
Red, I- 1995, credits and attribution story, commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plex Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Burgi the Ship, the flirt guard on his first day, and the tiny criminals were played by Mujan Zulfikari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and the Grunt Happy Guard were played by Seth Lynn. Bino, the Grand Kula of Flirt, and Rolfus Tittle were played by Winston Knoll. Shmorby, the Zelnaz Keeper, was played by special guest Bobby Moynihan. Bobby is the voice of Louie on DuckTales and will appear in the upcoming series Star Wars Resistance. He was a cast member on Saturday Night Live for 9 seasons, as well as dozens of other television series and films. Follow him on Twitter at Bibby Moynihan. This episode edited by Seth Lynn, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. This episode was recorded at Bronze Studios in Brooklyn, New York, and Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Six is brought in this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom! And a very special thank you to our Patreon supporters for making Season 2 possible.
Instead of stabbing, why don't you take a look at these shoes?
Okay. Huh. You know what? Crime is bad.
I'm sorry. I guess I shot too close to the sun on my first try with the shoe modeling. I thought maybe I could change his criminal ways.
No, you did. He's thinking it over.
Oh, huh. I couldn't hear. My apologies.
Huh. Wow.